Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 335 of She Podcast. The numbers are climbing, my friends.
The numbers are climbing because John is in the house. See that?
335 is such a big number of episodes that we've done, don't you think?
That's a lot of number. Yeah, that's pretty big. It's pretty big.
We've aged enormously since episode one. At least I have.
Oh my God. Yes.
I've certainly aged enormously. Anyway, welcome to 335. I am your co-host, Jessica Kupferman. With me, as always, the magical unicorn, Elsie Escobar.
Hello.
That's supposed to be your applause.
Oh, okay.
John is not with us today, although he seems to be with us in the chat.
What's
up? But not live, which is, I guess, fine. I think he has some things to do, and we had to switch days, and all kinds of stuff was happening. So, yep, we're Tuesday instead of Monday. All kinds of things are funky things are happening. This could be the first episode that we haven't had any event stuff, although we do because we have some articles
to share with you. We're still going to be talking about event stuff.
We're still talking about the event stuff.
It's just not necessarily. I don't even know. Logistics, I guess. She Podcast Live logistics. It's not that. So, but yeah, we do. I think the majority of our stuff today is event related for at least the beginning of it. But before we get started, why don't we say a little shout out to our sponsor, Amazon Music, Jessica Kupferman.
Yes, Amazon Music. So Amazon Music has been our sponsor for a couple months. They have created a wonderful space to support podcast creators. They've built a huge community of content innovators you can be a part of. Go to podcasters.amazon.com and get your story out there. All you have to do is go to podcasters.amazon.com. It will show you everything you need to do. It's one of the largest on-demand streaming music platforms, 55 million global customers, and growing rapidly. It's very easy. You just take your RSS feed, same as you do with all the other platforms, and you just use their submission form, one URL at a time. You can resubmit for different shows, and boom, you're in. You're in Amazon Music. And then once you're in, your listeners can say, you know who, play me this podcast. Or what did we say we were going to call it? Not A-L-E-X-A, but we have to call it Eliza. We'll say Eliza. Eliza, play episode 335. Oh, she still got up excited. Look, here she goes.
Oh, wow. I guess she knows we're talking about her. She's getting smarter.
I don't want them to be able to spell, that's for sure.
Yeah, not
because we're in big trouble.
Wow, that's crazy.
Anyway, yeah, so once you're in Amazon Music, anyone will be able to just ask for you, and boom, they're listening. So it's a good thing to have. Oh my God, now it seems I've woke up Bonnie's as well by saying Eliza.
Oh, wow, that is crazy. I guess they Eliza. Spell.
Eliza! You know, don't ever play My Fair Lady with Eliza Doolittle.
No, but you spelled the actual name.
Oh, that's what you think woke her up? Hold on. A-L-E-X-A.
Don't do that.
A-L-E-X-A.
Don't text
that's it. That's not what it was. It was because I said Eliza, I think. Anyway.
Oh, maybe because they sort of thought like you were, you know, your
it's
tongue
close.
Was feeling a little bit sleepy and didn't
yeah,
quite want.
Yeah, maybe I went to the dentist. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
That was a weird little wicked laugh. Okay, anyway.
Let's go ahead and start by giving some shout outs. We'll do some shout outs to some folks that have covered She Podcast Live. And I think that this was the thing that really made so much to me worth it is that our experience wasn't just our experience because, you know, I mean, we put the thing on and we had feelings about it and we had gone through our own thing. Like, I think regardless of what would have...
It's impossible for that to happen, though.
Yeah. I mean, anyway, but we did have a lot of folks that had really wonderful experiences. But before we get to those, I just wanted to say hello to Luca from Serbia, who came to my attention
Luca.
Because of Bonnie Frank. She actually created an Instagram story during She Podcast Live where she tagged Luca, and I looked over there, and he came from Serbia, from the actual, like, from Serbia, like
the country, y'all.
Yeah, not just...
I don't know what she's trying to explain, but it's a country. It's a whole country.
No, I understand that. But it's like, it's just that it's weird because when you say... Because there are sometimes there are country names that are towns in other...
You mean like here, Delaware?
Right? You know, and I'm not saying there's a Serbia in the United States, but I'm saying that sometimes names happen to be in your same country. But this is an actual... He actually came from a different country. Serbia, the different country, Serbia. So... But so I wanted to say thank you because that I do believe is the longest. And I sat down, I came up to him while he was kind of chilling by himself, having his food or doing his work underneath the umbrella near the pool area over in their hotel. And I was like, hey, and I just started to talk with him and I asked him straight up. I'm like, you came? And he's like, yes, I did. He had previously gone to Podcast Movement. And I guess somebody told him you needed to go to She Podcast Live. And he did. I mean, that's so cool. By himself.
It's amazing, actually.
By himself to this conference. And I just said, like, I just really wanted to thank him for even considering it. So his website is over at yourpodcast.net. And you can email him if you need. And mind you, this is so he's a podcast producer and founder of Your Podcast Together. One word. Your podcast agency, and they offer turnkey production solutions to podcast creators. He is from Belgrade, Serbia, and he has a BA of sound design at the Academy of Arts of in Novi Sad with 1 year of studying abroad at American University. And he majored in audio technology on a full scholarship. Yay! And it was funded by the U.S. State Department. Sweet! So he started his career as a radio producer. And then he started doing freelance audio production, doing music production, film and video game sound. And now he is a full-time podcast producer. So if you do want to reach out to him, you can go to yourpodcast.net or luca@yourpodcast.net. Or you can actually, I'm going to have his links, his Facebook, Instagram,
or you know what
LinkedIn
you could do?
Profiles.
luca@podcast.net. You could do that too.
Yeah, luca@yourpodcast.net.
That was a joke. I'm so sorry.
My God. Anyway.
Sorry, I'm funny and it has to come out somewhere. It's sort of like if you don't burp, you end up. Yeah.
Yeah. And then all I know is that I'm so serious, though, Jessica. I would say at least one third of your funniness is lost on me.
I know.
Not because I don't think you're funny, but because I'm so focused on what I'm saying that I don't hear what you're saying.
You got to take yourself a little less seriously. Is that possible? Probably not.
No.
Okay. So here's something funny. This morning when I was putting my hair together, I had an imaginary argument with you in my head about how you were going to tell me that this scarf was me misappropriating Black culture.
What? Oh, my God.
It was a whole argument. And then I got mad at you for something that I was making up. Because this is what we do, right? We make up stories in our head and then we get mad about it. I wasn't fully mad, but I was like, listen, Jews have been wearing babushkas for 6,000 years. You can't tell me I can't wear a scarf on my head because we invented that shit. And then I came down here and I was like, she's not going to say, I mean, that's just stupid. Why would she say anything about it? Besides, it's a headband. But the whole time getting ready, I'm like, Elsie's going to give me shit about this. She's going to tell me to take it off. I think I might be afraid of you.
I think that you are a little, yeah, no. So, I have zero to say.
So you had a time period where you were reading many, 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 many things about social justice and racism. And I'm starting to read a bunch of articles right now about comedians and cancel culture and how it's ruining comedy. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm starting to get a little sensitive about that. Mm. Like I'm starting to get a little bit like nothing's funny anymore. People can't make jokes. Like the whole point of comedy is to point out hypocrisy so that people are made aware of it.
Right. I think that there is a difference between studying and knowing when you yourself are just, it's because it's your candy. You know what I mean? Like, meaning I'm not a comedian, nor do I aspire to be
one.
No,
you're not.
So
but you are really funny.
But I could, so I could care less in the sense of it's ruining comedy. Like, I don't go there. For me, like my mind doesn't go there. My mind goes into the fact that there are some jokes that I, and even on TikToks and things like that, where I have to call that stuff out to my children. And I have to be like, this is not okay for you to make fun of. Mm-hmm. This is not okay. These are words are not okay to use. And I think that there comes a point when you have to revisit things. And I'm not just talking about comedy. Think about Little House on the Prairie. Mm-hmm. If you watch Little House on the Prairie, like there's a couple of episodes where like there's one where one of the, what do you say when you tell somebody that this is going to trigger them? Like trigger warning.
People. Yeah, trigger warning. Yep.
Sexual abuse trigger warning here.
Why that though? Couldn't it?
Because I'm telling you right now that when I was watching, like there's an episode where the girl gets raped. Like there's a rape that happens.
Yes.
But
yes.
Then the entire episode, she is ostracized. And it's her fault.
Yes.
Like there's nothing else that's fixed. Like it's just her fault. But when I was a child, so then you start to think like, ooh, I have to be careful so I don't have that happen. Because if that happens, that's going to ruin my life. From the perspective of being ostracized versus from the perspective of
I know, which is worse,
abuse.
Being raped or bullied. I'm not really sure. Rape was only once. Bullied lasts forever.
Yeah. So and that's what I'm saying. Like there are some things and there's a lot of wonderful things about Little House on a Prairie that I really liked,
Little House.
You know,
yes.
But all I'm saying is that there comes a point when you have to look at that. And I can't just go like, oh, now you ruined She Podcast on the Prairie. Oh, my God.
That's the name. That's the title, John. She Podcast on the Prairie. Do not lose that title. Do not. That is the title. That was amazing. I hear what you're saying. I totally agree.
So that's what that's right. All I'm saying. I think there is a nuanced conversation to be had. But you also, I would actually venture to say that if your knee-jerk reaction is, when are you going to let me have my fun things? I would rather say, go to the other side. Because you already know the argument for your side. So go to the other side and see when it does count, when it does matter.
Never.
Because that's it.
I mean, on the one hand, there's a lot of pop culture that no longer rates, like Shallow Hal, for an example, which I'm assuming you know.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie where Jack Black is a man who is extremely shallow and only looks for women that are like perfect tens. And his friend, too, which, by the way, is Jason Alexander with a toupee, which is ridiculous. And they're only after women who are a 10. But then he gets caught in an elevator with Tony Robbins, who does some kind of devil magic to him. And boom, he can only see beauty on the inside, not the outside. So he's dating all these hot women, but outside they're terrible. Then he finds like the ultimate prize, which is Gwyneth Paltrow, of course.
Right, right.
Well, what he can't see is her in a fat suit. So the whole movie is like fat joke after fat joke after fat joke and like people making fun of her. And he doesn't understand why. And like it's kind of painful to watch now. I mean, I've watched it a billion times. But that's the kind of thing that's like, I don't know. It's just like there are a lot of Farrelly movies, in fact, that probably aren't funny now. Like the one where the two brothers stuck together, stuck on you. They're like Siamese twins. Anyway.
I totally missed all those.
Of course you did. But I mean, there's lots of movies that don't belong anymore. But there's also old movies where it's like, I mean, there's lots of misogyny and, oh, man. I mean, it's, I don't know. I still kind of enjoy watching it because it's just like, man, we've come a long way. Thank God that's not appropriate anymore. And in that way, I enjoy watching it. But sometimes I'm just like, I mean, can I even make fat jokes about myself or even that is bad? Am I fattest and weightest if I can make fun of myself?
I think that, you know, that's a question that came up with. We just watched Pitch Perfect again, you know,
excuse me?
It's a fun movie. And so I always read Common Sense Media, and I usually watch the movies first and then I let my children watch them. And I just make sure that I am aware of all the things that are happening in there. But one of the commentaries about that movie is the fact that, is it okay? It's exactly your question. It's Fat Amy. That's what she calls herself. And she makes her own jokes about her own fatness.
Well, her real name is Fat Patricia.
But is that already... Is that like, why does it keep on happening? Like, you know, one movie, yay. But then like second movie.
Okay, but her reasoning is hilarious though. It's so twig bitches like you don't say it behind my back.
Absolutely. I completely
understand
that.
You know, for that reason, I should call myself Fat Jessica. And you can be, what's her name? Audrey.
I don't even know what that is.
You're Audrey.
I don't remember the people's
You're the
names.
Twig bitch. Oh, you don't remember people's names.
No.
So I was in an acapella group, as you know, number one. Number two, That was one of Emily's favorite movies. I've not watched it in a very long time, but we memorized it. We watched it so many times. And not only that, but I taught Isaac how to do the harmony in Since You've Been Gone.
Oh, yeah.
Zoom, 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 zoom. Yep.
Yeah. It's, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Esther Dean is in that movie. Anyway, sorry, I got off track. The point is, that makes me sad. But we've gone, I mean, I don't want to get too off track because we do have some stuff to talk about. Actually, there is one thing that isn't on here, I don't think, that I want to tell you guys about because it's happening next week. And I'd love for you guys to sign up if it's appropriate. The Afros and Audio Podcast Festival is November 13th and 14th, and it's all virtual. If you go to afrosandaudio.com, there's a button, Podcast Festival, where you can sign up, see who's speaking, take a look at the agenda. There are some amazing speakers, and I think it's going to be really cool. Afrosandaudio.com. The podcast festival is coming up, and maybe if you miss it, you can still get the recordings. But take a look. It looks awesome.
It is fantastic. I'm actually going to be there for sure, just being there in support of everybody. And then I am co-presenting a couple of things on Saturday and Sunday. I'm doing one of them on Sunday with Nikita Birx-Hale. Woohoo!
Nikita!
And we are presenting If Only I Had Known, 10 Tips for Successful Podcasting. And again, these are really short, so that's going to be really awesome. And then I'm also doing a presentation, Jessica, based on my little keynote from She Podcast Live, in conversation with Nicole Walker, who is part of the Afros and Audio team. And the title of that is Shifting the Paradigm of Measurement, Success, and Impact in Podcasting. So if you all were at She Podcast Live and you really like that, I'm actually going to be expanding that a little bit more and then just being a little more in conversation with folks over there as well. But Talib and Latrice have done an incredible, and Nicole have done an incredible job at putting this together. So please, please do attend if this is your jam, and it is all virtual with some incredible speakers happening. If you do want a coupon code, just in case, I'll put it in the, it's a FAO Libsyn 21, just because Libsyn is sponsoring the event as well. But just in case, a FAO Libsyn 21.
There are seven and counting articles recapping She Podcast Live. I wasn't sure if their links are in here because you just want them to be in our show notes or if you wanted to talk about each one. I'm assuming it's because you...
I just wanted to give them a shout out and talk briefly about them. I didn't want to go into each
Okay, well, I'm happy to do that. But I just want to let you know that there's a list that is going to be on our show notes of seven different articles. Also, if you have reviewed it, send it to info@shepodcast.com. We'll give it to our social media team. We will shout you out as long as you said mostly nice things. And then we will put you on the list as someone who has reviewed it very kindly and not meanly. There's nothing really mean to say yet.
And that is about She Podcast Live, by the way. Just to clarify.
That was ominous.
Let's start off with the Squadcast incredible article that they put out, because this is a two-pronged approach here that the team over at Squadcast put out, and I am super loving the way that they're doing this thing. Number one, they do some really in-depth in between two mics, their podcast, incredible interviews.
Yes.
We were on that before She Podcast Live.
We were. And it was so fun, by the way. That's a good episode.
It is really good.
Because they're like the male versions of me and Elsie. Like, I'm the Zach and she's the Rock, or he's the Jess and he's the Elsie. It's really interesting how good partnerships work when one person is slightly more impulsive and the other person is slightly more nervous. Yeah. That's kind of just works out that way. It was really good. Anyway.
Yeah. But you can listen to that. But also, the second time what they did is they actually, I don't know if this was timed, but they waited until She Podcast Live was over to release this really beautifully crafted article on their blog that is based on the words that we said in the conversation before. So they kind of distilled when we talked about She Podcast Live and repurposed, I would assume that they transcribed our interview and then created a post around it that was beautifully written. So it's not just a straight up transcription, right? It's like very keyed stuff, and they did a beautiful job. So that's something. Shout out to Squadcast. Good job for y'all.
I like how the second sentence is me admitting that I was just being selfish. It's like the community, blah, blah, blah. Jess admits when she founded the group, I didn't really have an intention of helping anyone except myself, which is true.
Which is true. I don't understand
why. But
way
to call me out, y'all.
That's not calling you out. That's just
it
making.
It is. It's true.
It
though.
Is not calling you out.
It like, is. I'm on. Joking. I'm just joking. Okay.
The next article is on the Libsyn blog, and that was from Corey.
Another great one. Well done, Corey.
All kinds of people sharing their memories about She Podcast with. I mean, it's really lovely. It's a quick read.
Yeah.
But you can see everybody's thoughts. Like, there's a lot of, like, little one-quoters in there. A lot of folks that attended. So that was awesome.
I'd like to do a shout-out to Corey because I made a mistake while we were on site at the event. I didn't realize that she was all by herself. I thought she was just a little kooky. She was running. She asked me for something, and I was like, you have to ask, blah, blah, blah. Not realizing that she had already been given permission, and I was just, like, gatekeeping nothing. For no reason. So I just want to tell you, Corey, even though I've already told you, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. You worked your bazingas off. And wow, you can make bazingas be anything you want. Her butt, her thighs, her brains. She worked like a dog at that event. She was amazing. She did everything. She's in lots of pictures and she's smiling in every single one. The positivity. Wow.
It's amazing.
She's amazing. So I was very glad you were there, Corey. And thank you for everything. And especially this beautiful article, which has quotes about connection and quotes about strategy and quotes about intentionality. And I mean, it's basically like she gathered up a million nice things people said about the event and put it in an article. Like, she did a lot of work for us, technically. And so we thank you for that as well.
The other thing that is still to come yet, Jess, is that something that the Libsyn team did is that they got a lot of people recording why their voice is powerful. So she
yes.
still has those recordings. And then there are pictures of everything that was written. I don't know if you remember going into the bazaar, there was like that sort of like long thing where people were clipping why their voice is powerful with like words. So she took a picture of all of that.
Yeah, I have pictures
well,
of
what
that.
I'm saying is that she took individual pictures of each one of them so that that's a thing too.
Yeah.
So it was really great. I mean, she did. Oh, and speaking, look, Shelley Carney's here. Okay, so we were just about to talk about you.
We were?
Yeah, because they also published a YouTube. I have it literally right in front of my face right now.
Okay.
They published a YouTube breakdown of She Podcast Live for Seth's Travelogue, She Podcast Live 2021, Scottsdale, Arizona, from Messages and Methods, which is their live stream podcast. And they did a fantastic job. Shout out to you and your team, Shelley. You both were incredible.
Incredible.
You did all of the, like, okay, so here's a masterclass for anybody who wants to know how to really milk going to a conference for all it's worth, all the money. Like, you have the money, you invested in that one thing, and then you make it work for you forever. Not forever, but for a long time. So first of all, they cover the event. So they're sitting there talking about the event and everything that happened and why it, who we are and all the stuff. And then in the second half of this live stream, they cover their workflow for getting, I believe it was, don't quote me here, 18 or maybe 19 podcast interviews with people and what their hardware was, what they had them, like the release form that everybody signed in, how they were doing it so that they could easily turn them into podcast episodes. John, when you hear this, you need to go and watch this towards the second half because it's going to make you be so happy. And they only used a Zoom P4 track, those little tiny things. And it literally was with the music, like the whole thing, it was like a mini Rodecaster Pro, right? They made it go through. I'm bummed, Jess, that you didn't get a chance to sit with them because only for this reason, in all honesty, they were using the headphones that John and I have been telling you would be really great for you to use.
Okay.
Instead of a mic. And I've never used them before. I know that I want it. Like, it's one of those things where it's yet again something else that I'm coveting after. But these are so great because they're like a dynamic microphone. You know, it comes out in the front and you can like move it up and down depending upon what you're doing. And they fit very comfortably over my ears. I was just super stoked. So
amazing.
The Audio-Technica headset. Yeah, I think it's the BH something one. No, it's the Audio-Technica BHS one or something like that. I forgot the exact name of it. But they did use that. And the way that they shared notes back and forth with each other, I mean, it was a masterclass on recording from beginning to end without needing to really do much editing. And then when editing needed to be there, everything was essentially written in a little notebook so that they can go back and go like, oh, yeah, I have to take away or take this stuff out when I'm in post-production. So good job, team. Woohoo. Yay. It was awesome. So we'll have a link in the show notes for that as well. I'm so glad you showed up, Shelley. This is fantastic.
Yay.
Yay, yay. And now one of our friends published an episode, The Grown-Ass Woman Guide, which I get. I haven't seen this URL
Jackie
there, Miss Jackie. Jackie McDougal, this is a new URL for me, grownasswoman.guide, slide episode 141. And she interviewed a lot of my e-leaguers. These are all e-leaguers. These are folks that worked with me for a long time. But if you want to listen to that, that's a podcast episode that was recorded live at She Podcast Live as well.
Resonate recordings.
Recordings.
So I find it interesting first, and I just start that like their home photo that they used is the same one. How come they all have you and the Satellite Sisters on stage and that's the main photo? Like, I'm nowhere. And frankly, my ego is a little hurt. Anyway.
What are you talking about, dude?
When you open the article, it's Elsie with the Satellite Sisters and Libsyn did the same thing. You expect it on Libsyn, but you know, Resonate, that hurts.
Did they really? Well, not mind you, this is the other thing too, though, Jess. It's like, these are
kidding.
Not
I don't care.
Press pictures.
I know.
These are the pictures they took.
I can give press pictures, but you're right. You're right. Oh, they're not, though. This has to be a press picture. It has to be. It's perfect. Because it's perfect.
Well, I think that you also have to remember that there's many pictures people take and then many of them that are ugly. And they were probably like, this is probably the best one we have.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
Let's post that one.
So they wrote 10 things we learned at She Podcast 2021, and I can go over them very quickly. The power of community and collaboration and women podcasters, interviewing your guests with hospitality. You can't have a good show that sounds bad. Very true. During the research to be and stay different. I mean, these are great. They're all from different speakers, too. So they name like...
Perfect.
Yeah. Poonam and Kathy, who drove home the first point. Kathy Barron for the second point, Cameron Esposito for the third point, Maribel for the fourth, and then five, YouTube podcasting is on the rise from Laura Ivey of Edison, how to create the perfect pitch with Dominique and Stacy, you should be podcasting in style, from Holly Katz, Kate's, whatever, it's Kate's, but I say Katz because I'm a pain in the ass. TikTok with Christine Maziarz. Virtual networking is the majority of networking from Bonnie and Karen Yankovic, Samra and Alana from She Well Read, talking about self-care. It was a great, I mean, like, these are all great lessons. Heather Beloga did a marvelous job covering the event, attending the event. She gave me an amazing podcaster bag that says, it's like a definition of female podcaster, an adult woman unafraid to speak her. Have you not seen these?
No, I have not.
I got one of these female podcaster bags. I wish I could give you one. If you have any more.
You should take a picture. Take a picture and send it to me because I think that's fantastic.
I will. Anyway, if you have any more, Heather, send one to Elsie. Anyway, yeah, that was a great article. Thank you so much for writing it. Amazing pictures. She's got Ming Shelby and on her, you know, on the Libsyn chair. That Libsyn chair was such a good idea.
My God. It, you know, somebody coined it, the name of it as the throne, the podcast
throne. That's right.
And I was like, oh, it's in this article.
Yes.
I saw it. I was like, it's in this article. It says the podcast throne.
Yes. It's very funny.
It's hilarious. I love it.
Big Podcast, the marketing podcast for podcasters with Jenny Wren. The entire episode, it's a podcast episode. Whole thing is about Jenny's experience at She Podcast. A lot of it is about her kind of like peeking out of her hole from COVID, because she was very, very locked down up in Portland. It's a little bit of the story as to why it was important for her to come, why she branched out and made the big leap to come, how to network with masks, women in podcasting, etc. It's a great episode, though, Jenny, and you did a great job. What a lovely speaking voice she has, too. Like,
some, oh, it's amazing.
She's Jenny Wren's daughter, but I have to say, like, and she has a company, Gritty Birds Podcast. Gritty Birds, I forget the last part, if it's podcasting or audio. I'm sorry, Jenny, I don't remember. But it's Gritty Birds, and she does have a very lovely sing-songy voice. I know she sings, too, but, like, even her talking voice is very lovely to listen to. So take a listen to that. It's great.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this is the last one that I found from Culture Changers with Allison Hare. And it seems this was her very first solo episode. So congrats to you. I have not, mind you, I haven't listened to a lot of the episodes that were shared. I do believe our team is creating a little bit of a Spotify playlist. I think I don't want to put DOD and the team like on the hook here, but I think that we are still working towards that. That would be awesome. And speaking of Spotify playlists, the Satellite Sisters, I think Leon was the one that created a Spotify playlist of the She Podcast podcasts on Spotify, which she learned to do at She Podcast Live. So that was really great. Hopefully I'll be able to put that link in the show notes as well so that folks can subscribe to that. People who attended She Podcast Live, or at least the ones that she started listening to and all of that stuff. Mind you, you know, something that both Liz and Leanne did that, I mean, I would hope that a lot of you do, particularly those that attended She Podcast Live, is to listen to other people's podcasts that also attended the conference, because a lot of the time we tend to be very, listen to my podcast. And there is such a wonderful just way of getting to know other people by listening to their shows. And then it just blows your mind even more by the kind of content that they're putting out there. And I feel that it is incredibly, as leaders, both Liz and Leon, listening to our voices, other independent podcasts out there, and putting them in their queue and listening to them, to me shows you what a leader does, is that they take initiative to get to know who they're speaking with, what home they're stepping into. They really stepped out and got to know you, even though they could have very easily just showed up, done the thing, and left, right? I mean, that's part of what it takes to be a leader sometimes in our space. So thank you, Satellite Sisters, who are amazing.
Yes, thank you so much. They were amazing and sweet and fun, and they were so great.
I just love them so much, too.
I just want to put them in my pocket and walk around with them in my pocket and just have like my own little personal Satellite Sister in my pocket. That's what I want.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Bonnie says you really do get to know people from listening to their podcasts. It's very true.
Absolutely. We have one more, Jessica.
Yes, we
have Democracy Genes. Democracy Genes. Why don't you talk about that article?
Well, that article came about actually because one person at She Podcast posted that they would like a writer, and another person from She Podcast answered that article, that post. And so somebody who was there ended up writing it for Democracy Clothing, and they wrote a lovely write-up of the promotion that we did, which was to give all the VIP ticket holders in person a free pair of jeans. And then they walked around.
And the keynotes.
Our event. And the keynotes, too. And so they walked around the event wearing the jeans. And Elsie and I wore the jeans on the last day. Although, when I saw pictures of myself showing off the jeans, I was like, God, they're baggy. They weren't when I got them, so I must have lost weight or something, because I was just like, God, it looks like I'm wearing like a denim, whatever. I won't make jokes about myself because the jeans are amazing. I love the jeans, and I don't want it to be like they're a big paper bag, but like for whatever reason, they were a little baggier on me than I remember. But I'm only calling that out because if you do look for pictures, you'll be like, Elsie's look perfect, and Jessica, as usual, is like disheveled chic.
No, but you have to remember that it's a different style. Like my, you know, my child, like Hunter has, she got two pairs from Democracy. Mm-hmm. One of them is that style. I think it's a girlfriend jean. I think that's
boyfriend.
It's actually girlfriend.
Is it?
There's
okay.
Boyfriend and there's girlfriend. So these are
boyfriend
girlfriend
or straight
cut.
Leg. And girlfriend or, I don't know. Yours were very tight. They looked great on you, which is
shocking.
No,
I didn't wear the I didn't wear the girlfriend. What I'm saying is Hunter does. Jeans. And so when she wears her different pairs, one of them is very baggy and big and flowy and totally.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and then the other one is a stick. It's a skinny one. Like, that's the ones that I have. Those are my first pair of skinny jeans. I feel comfortable in them.
Do you like them?
And I totally like them. Yeah, totally.
Good.
Love them. Oh, look, Shelly's wearing her democracy jeans right
Hey-o.
Now. Woohoo.
I'm wearing something from another sponsor, Happiness Is. Remember them? They
Yes. I was just wearing that, Jess. I took it off because two sweatshirts when I'm recording would probably make me
sweat. Who the fuck wears two sweatshirts ever? I can't even fathom that. Seriously. It's crazy.
Me. Okay. But anyway, so you need to read that article as well because, and this is a wonderful opportunity for anyone who is looking to have a partnership with a brand that aligns with them at their core, like a mission level, right audience level, the right reach level. I feel it was one of the best partnerships we've ever had. And it had nothing to do with, and I'm only like podcast-y things, right? It's a pair of jeans. It's jeans. It's a jean company that really benefited a lot from everything that we stand for. And anyway, I'm just super excited by that partnership. So read up on it because I think it's a fabulous, fabulous way in which She Podcast can influence all of us in ways that the podcasting industry, as of now, staying in the one lane, talking about this one thing, only, you know, it's looking at downloads. Dare I say it? Downloads?
Absolutely.
Downloads? And more downloads and downloads?
Absolutely.
This had nothing to do with that. Anyway. Okay. I do believe that I just want to give another shout out here. And this is nothing to do with the She Podcast coverage, but I want to say shout out Anna. Oh my gosh. She just launched I don't know if that's the actual name is Alt Creative Studios. I do believe that it is ATL Creative Studios, obviously in Atlanta. That's what that is. And she has launched a gorgeous space for recording podcasts.
Ooh.
It is a 1,500 square foot media production studio. She's offering photography, video production, and podcast recording and editing in it. And I'm going to put a link to both Anna's Instagram as well as the new Instagram account for the studios. Mm-hmm. But this is like, it filled me up when she said, quote, this is from her post. For 2 years, I've purchased items and placed them in storage, saying this will be for the studio. I didn't know when I'd open the space, but when God gives me a vision, I try to do my part to ensure I'm ready for when he says go. I still have work to do, aka soundproofing the podcast room, but I'm happy with the space thus far. So you should see the pictures. I mean, Anna's got some vision. It is stunning. Amazing.
Really?
So cozy, beautiful, thought out, wealth. I mean, it's like, I'm so jealous. I can't even take it.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Love
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Have you ever recorded? I mean, I'm going to go ahead and just Lucid must have a recording studio that you've recorded in, right?
We used to. And then the office got revamped probably maybe 2 years before the pandemic hit. Mm. And at that time, walls were taken out. The whole thing was refigured. So we didn't really have we used to have a little bit more of a proper room with like those windows that you see people recording in it, mm-hmm. like the soundproof windows. So all of that stuff is gone. Now there's just like a conference room on the side.
Mm.
But no, we don't have it would be really great. It's very pretty. Like the area where folks have lunch in the office is really pretty, but nobody's there now.
I've never recorded a podcast in a studio other than ones that were at like makeshift ones at conferences, like the ones that Buzzsprout would put up. Yeah. That's it.
I don't think I have either, dude.
That's crazy.
I don't think I have either.
And here we are, consummate professionals. And we've never.
Well, I think it's because we don't live near each other.
No, that's
right?
true.
I think if we lived near each other, I think it would be a different thing.
I don't know.
And
I think we'd still do it this way.
I have dreams, though. I have dreams That maybe we can.
Are they multiplying?
I have dreams. Oh my God, that would be so great.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yay, she knew one.
Woohoo! All right.
So, hope you enjoyed today's episode of our recaps of our event that we're recapping. All the recaps. Again. Thank you so much for listening to She Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at She Podcast. You can also go to our website, shepodcast.com, for our show notes. And if you want to give us feedback on anything, go to feedback@shepodcast.com. You can email us. We're happy to read your email and decide whether or not we'll answer. If you want text updates on anything, go to 302-240-3425. That is 302-240-3425. Why do I have this memorized now? I don't know, but somehow I do. If I don't, please write me and let me know that it's not right, but I think it is. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you. Love you.
Bye.